Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are looking at the greatest team ever assembled this week, and we're looking at one of Jesus' teammates. We're going to be looking at Matthew today. This year on Monday and Tuesday, just about every week, we took a break, Super Bowl week, to look at playing hurt. But we've been looking at some of Jesus' teammates, the 12 guys that are known as the disciples, were the guys that did life with him intimately the last 2 years of his life, and that Jesus called to be on his team and to change the world. You say, well, Greg, how can you say they're the greatest team ever? Well, we're still talking about them over 2,000 years later. And all but John were actually lost their lives. Some of them, many of them crucified, even some upside down, nailed to a cross. And so they were all in, okay? So that's why I say, one, we're talking about 2,000 years later, but two is that they were willing to give up their lives to follow Jesus, and then after he went to heaven, to let others know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And somebody listening today, you needed to be reminded of that. You needed to hear that Jesus is on the throne. He is sitting next to God. We're getting ready to approach the Easter season, but sometimes we get a little discouraged. Our faith gets a little weak. Our spiritual tank gets on empty. And I just want you to know today that God loves you, and the reason you can know that is because of his one and only son, Jesus Christ, that he was willing to give it all. And so we can celebrate that that tomb was empty after that horrific death on the cross. And today, because Jesus is alive, there is hope for you and I with whatever we're dealing with in our lives. You know, one of the things that we take a look at sometimes is we're like, okay, you know, I know some of those guys. I've heard of Matthew and John, of course, Doubting Thomas, Judas, who betrayed Jesus, and maybe even Matthew, who we're going to talk about today. But maybe you're like, you know, who are all those guys on the 12 disciples, the team that Jesus chose? And if you got your Bible, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. It says, Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, there was Simon, who was also called Peter. Then Andrew, who was Peter's brother. James, son of Zebedee. And John, which is James's brother. They were affectionately known, James and John, as the sons of thunder. And just really enjoy talking about them earlier in this series that we've been doing this year. And encourage you to go back and check those programs. Just amazing how God transformed John from being known as a son of thunder to be known as the apostle of love. And so it's amazing, friends, how Jesus can transform our life. He can change the heart of stone to one that is just alive and just loving and full of life. And just don't ever be mistaken, friends, what Jesus can do in your life today. And I believe for somebody listening or somebody maybe watching on our YouTube channel, I want to remind you we do have a YouTube channel. Just simply type in Hope Is Here, and my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N, and I hope that you'll subscribe to that YouTube channel. If you've been blessed by a program, leave a comment on there. Most of our programs are on there, and I hope that you'll check it out. But the other guys that were part of Jesus' team were Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who we know later betrayed Jesus. And maybe that's where you're at today. You're like, you know, I'm really hurting today because I had a close friend or family member that betrayed me, Greg. And it's just really, really disappointing. And my heart hurts today. And friends, I want you to know, because you hurt, that Jesus hurts also. But, you know, I think if we look at these 12 guys that Jesus chose to be his team, that probably the least likely to be asked to be a part of this team was Matthew. And, you know, it's one of those things that, I mean, here's a guy that was a tax collector. So it'd be like today, the old, you know, kind of funny saying is that it's kind of like when the IRS calls and says, hey, I'm here to help you. Most time it's not a good thing, right? And yet, you know, that's who Matthew was. But he was even worse as a tax collector for the Romans because he could just decide to tax whatever he felt like. You know, it wasn't just like today. We know there's certain things we had to pay taxes on. Then he could kind of change the rules as he wanted to if he wanted to make some extra money. So he was definitely somebody that the people, all of the Jewish people, which, you know, they were not fans of Matthew. In fact, they despised him. And yet then when Jesus chose him to be a part of their team, you can imagine that some of the other disciples were like, say what? Especially Peter, who was kind of the outspoken one and leader, saying, yeah, are you sure about that? I mean, you know what he does, right? And yet I think the movie The Chosen just you know, really portrays it so well on how Matthew was called, because one of the Roman soldier, one of the leaders in the Roman army, was standing near the booth where he collected taxes. And when he was getting ready to leave to follow Jesus, he was like, are you sure about this? You're going to leave the security of this well-paying job that you have and protection from the Roman army to follow this guy? And yet that's what Matthew decided to do. So it just is that reminder that Jesus can choose us, and no matter what our background is, no matter where we're at in life, no matter how well we're doing, how close we're trying to follow God or not, that Jesus wants us to be with him and wants to be in a personal relation with him. And friends, I want to remind you again that Christianity is not just a religion. Friends, it's so much more. It is a relationship. And that's why Jesus, I think, chose these 12 guys. He could have saved the world by himself, or maybe just chose, you know, two or three people, but he chose 12 guys to do it, of different backgrounds and personalities. Not anybody from the religious, the temples, the synagogues, not any people that were like the most educated from the universities or places like that, or went to wealthy business owners and asked them for a recommendation or if they wanted to be on his team. No, friends, he chose ordinary people just like you and me. And I love this quote by Brother Andrew, not one of the disciples, but a missionary over in Europe. He said, the Bible is full of ordinary people who went to impossible places and did wondrous things simply because they decided to obey God. And that is the common thread for all 12 of these guys. They decided to follow Jesus and to just do what he called them to do and left behind everything. Let's take a look at when Jesus actually called Matthew. We've talked a little bit about it, but Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. In fact, I'm going to share with you five things that I think that we can learn from just these four verses. Obviously, I'm not going to get to maybe one or two of those today, but one of the things I love about Scripture, you don't have to say, you know, man, I'm going to read a whole chapter a day. God can speak to you in just four verses. And when I was preparing this about Matthew, I mean, even though Matthew wrote one of the four Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I want to remind you, the gospel means good news, okay? The good news of Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah was coming. He was here. And yet Matthew, the only two times that he is mentioned in the book that he wrote was the one we just read earlier about when Jesus called the 12 disciples. And then this one here in Matthew chapter 9, when Jesus called Peter. It says in that, Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his tax collector's booth. Follow me and be my disciples, he said. Jesus said to him, so Matthew got up and followed him. Later, Matthew invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other disreputable sinners. But when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with such scum? Ouch. Friends, we say, oh, the enemy wants you to think the Bible's boring and just warm and fuzzy. That's pretty blunt there, isn't it? Why does your teacher, talking about Jesus, this was a religious, some of the religious people there, the Pharisees, why does your teacher, Jesus, eat with such scum? I love how Jesus responded to this. It says Jesus responded by saying, healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. Then he added, now go and learn the meaning of this scripture. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices, for I've come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know that they are sinners. Oh, friends, just such powerful stuff there in those four verses. And, you know, I do want to just kind of backtrack for just a moment. You know, I talked about how Matthew's only twice mentions his own name in the book that he wrote. And, I mean, let's just keep it real. If you're writing a book about in the Bible that you got to hang out with Jesus for a little over 2 years, I would have been talking about, yeah, Jesus and I did this. Yeah, Jesus and I went here. I mean, I would have made sure that you heard about what all the Jesus and I included myself in it. Because we all like to kind of be associated with people that are quote-unquote famous, right? And yet Matthew, no. Just twice in the whole book that he wrote with several chapters in it, you know, hundreds of sentences, only twice. Once when it names the 12 disciples and then this story of how Matthew came to follow Jesus. So something to be reminded about today, friends, that we all, as followers of Jesus, need to have humility and to be humble. But I want to ask you a question today. What do you need to leave behind to follow Jesus? We've talked about what Matthew did. He left a well-paying job with protection from the Roman army to follow Jesus. So he gave up a lot. And on top of that, I mean, he knew that, he didn't know what he was going to do to make a living, and also knew that some of his quote-unquote fellow teammates or co-workers, they didn't even want him on the team. Yet, he left everything behind that was comfortable to follow Jesus. So I ask you today, what is it that you need to leave behind to follow Jesus? And I say that, friends, because I know some of you listening or watching on the YouTube channel that you're kind of like, you know, I know God's kind of calling me to do this one thing, but I'm just not sure that I'm ready to do that yet. And yet I'm thankful, friends, that God is patient with us. But at the same time, I really want to encourage you to obey that prompting of the Holy Spirit if he's nudging you to leave something behind to follow him. Well, we've only got about a minute left, but I want to look at the first thing that we can learn from Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. The first thing that we can learn, I think, from Matthew in these four verses is Jesus sees you. Jesus sees you. You know, last week we talked about Bartholomew, or Nathanael, as he was called in the book of John, that Jesus saw him sitting under a fig tree, and Nathanael had no idea when he met Jesus, and Jesus told him that he saw him with that, and Nathanael was amazed. I love this quote, Lynette Kettle. She said, Jesus sees you, he hears your cries, and he's ready to help you. Oh, that's so good. Jesus sees you, he hears your cries, and he is ready to help you today. Friends, we're out of time, but I want to remind you that Jesus sees you. You've been blessed by this program. I hope you'll share it with somebody else. But join us again tomorrow as we talk about five things we can learn from Matthew on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.